So we were down in Brazil, and man, that place is wild. We were in Rio de Janeiro, and we had this sort of a security guard type guy, and he was supposed to take us around. I said, hey, could you take us to the favelas and show us the prostitution and the drug deals and the knife fights and the street life of your town? He said, sure. So we pull up to this hooker, and she's wearing some kind of a bright green miniskirt, and it turns out it's a transsexual. And he says, get over here. And she comes over, and she thinks she's busted. But she's not busted. No, she's not busted. He just wanted to smack her on the ass a few times. Say, hey, what's up, girl? Get out of bed, and I feel my head, and I don't want to go, but I do it instead. We are dreams within a dream. Get into bed, and I turn off my head, and I'm starting to blow, but it's something she said. We are dreams within a dream. So I remember we got our driver's license, and my friend Hillel had this little Datsun painted green. And Hollywood would get so crazy in the winter. The rains would come and the hills would just kind of melt down into the city lights. And well, you know, we'd smoke weed and we'd go up in the hills and we'd listen to progressive rock music and just kind of trip out. And well, we would dream, you know, we would dream, and we would talk about what we wanted to do, and we would talk about girls and music. And you know, Hillel wanted to be a rock star. I didn't even know what that was. I was like, whatever you want to do, man, I'm coming with you. I'm right with you, my friend. Get out of bed, and I clear up my head, and I don't want to go, but I do it instead. We are dreams within a dream. Get into bed, and I turn up my head, and I'm starting to go, but it's something she said. We are dreams within a dream. Why in the world would you want it to be? Would you wanna take it so literally? All these things that come down from the sky, raining upon your head, make you stop and wonder why. Oh, can they just spell it out, make it clear, make it easy to read for the simple man like me? I don't think so. I reach out to my family and I say, it's not about religion and the gods sitting in the chair in the sky with a punishing hand.